WPHM. The local information you need to start your day. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Just sitting here commiserating about something that we have no control over, and that's the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I feel like we could sit here and actually talk about the Lions and the Tigers for a long time.
We probably could.
It would make us a little ill, so maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about something that we do have control over, and that's our finances. You know, we kind of hit the reset button, I think, after Labor Day. It almost feels like New Year's, where, you know, over the summer, you let a lot of things slide. You know, you eat whatever you want, whenever you want. You stay up late. You go to the beach. But then Labor Day hits. Kids go back to school. And it's kind of time to get into good habits again.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect time to kind of reassess where you are going into the fall. And, you know, summer can be expensive. You've got vacations. Maybe you remodeled some things on the house. Like you say, you eat out. You do all those things. You got kids in summer camp. Things cost a lot of money. And you maybe get away from the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. And I think the fall is a perfect time to kind of refocus on your goals, kind of assess where you are. You know, if you were one of those people who set some New Year's resolutions back in January, maybe now it's time to pull that list back out and take a look at it and see where you are and use these last 4 months of the year as a way to get back on track.
Right. One of those things is to keep monitoring your credit. And I've got the app on my phone. I look at it frequently because it's funny how little things can change your credit rapidly.
Yes, I think that's one of the things for sure that you want to look at as the year gets here, later in the year. You know, there's a lot more ways to check credit than there ever has been before. I know a lot of the credit cards will offer free credit monitoring and so forth. But, you know, once per year, you can go to all three of the major credit bureaus and get a copy of your credit report and take a look for inaccuracies, take a look for potential fraud issues. Identity theft is a huge thing that we have to keep our eye on. So, you know, being in touch with your credit report's always a great idea.
Right. Refinancing is perhaps an option that might save you a few bucks here and there, too.
Yeah, I think it's always important we look at our rates on all of our consumer debt, be it mortgages. You know, mortgage rates have been creeping up a little bit here lately, but they're still at relatively low levels. So I think if you look at your mortgage rate, even lowering your mortgage rate, you know, 0.25%, 0.5% can save you thousands of dollars down the road. So you want to look at things like your mortgage. Car loans, there's ways you can move car loans around to save yourself some interest rate. Moving credit card debt from your current high interest rate to maybe a 0% promo or something like that. But we always want to make sure we reduce the amount of interest we're paying on any kind of debt that we're carrying.
Yeah. Good time to start looking at your deductible as well, because now that we're into, you know, almost into the fourth quarter of the year, that can change things a lot.
For sure. You know, a lot of plans now, we had the flexible savings accounts, we have the health savings accounts, and those have different ins and outs, especially when it comes to the flexible savings accounts. You know, those monies have to be spent by the year end. So now is maybe a good time to look at some of those doctor's appointments and things that you want to get scheduled before we get deep into the holiday season, before the kids get too busy at school. You know, you can use those medical accounts to pay things like regular medical bills, your dental bills, eye exams, eyeglasses, chiropractic appointments, mental health counseling. There's a lot of different things you can use those dollars for. And especially when it comes to the flexible savings account, we don't want to see those dollars, you know, disappear. You can roll over traditionally a very small amount of those, but most of that has to get spent by the end of the year. Whereas the health savings account, we can continue to roll that forward. So you want to make sure you look at the particulars of the plan you have and make sure you're using those dollars wisely.
Right. And just make sure that you're still on track with keeping your savings and whatever other plans you have to save for retirement, right?
Yeah, it's a perfect time to look at the amount you're putting into your 401k plan. You know, so look, make sure that we're max funding all of our traditional IRA accounts and Roth IRA accounts. Make sure that we're taking advantage of those tax-deferred retirement plans that are available to us. Between now and the end of the year, you could boost your 401k contributions and reduce your taxable income between now and the end of the year. So there's still time to do some of the things that you've been procrastinating on a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. What else should we be doing now that we're into the fall months?
I think it's also always a great time to take a look at your protection plans. You know, look at things like your life insurance, making sure that you have the right amount of life insurance, the right type of life insurance. You know, if you had different things, if you went through a divorce, if you have a child that graduated college, if you did a large purchase or a remodel, there's maybe a time to increase or decrease the amount of coverage that you have. And you want to make sure you look at your home and your auto and those types of things as a way to bundle those together to save yourself some money. So I think looking at your protection plans is a great time to do that as well.
Good time to do all these things would be maybe Sunday afternoon after about the first 10 minutes of the Lions game when you turn it off in disgust. You say, well, I'm just going to go get my ledger out and start looking at my finances
instead.
That's
funny. The first thing I said to my wife last night after the game was, well, I think my Sundays just became really available.
A lot of people said that. Yeah. Depressing indeed. Like I said, this is stuff that we can control a little bit more than the destiny of the Lions, right?
Yeah. We can't really control much of what's going on out there, but we can control our finances. And I think as we switch to fall and go through the rest of the year, I think it's a really good time to reprioritize and refocus and make sure that we're on track.
Yeah, absolutely. And one way to do that, obviously, if folks don't have a financial planner or they want to connect with a new financial planner, what's the best way to do that with you?
Our office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue, and our phone number is 987-5370. You can always reach out to me on my Facebook page, too. There's always good information there.
Are we going to be talking about a Lions win next week?
I would love to say yes, but I have my doubts.
We'll see. Dave, thanks a lot for coming in. Always appreciate it. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial here in downtown Port Huron. It's 8:47 now.